Valedictorian Elizabeth Bonker recently delivered the commencement speech at Rollins College in Florida, urging her classmates to serve others and embrace the power of sharing. Bonker, who is affected by non-speaking autism, hasn't spoken since she was 15 months old. She said, "God gave you a voice. Use it," she told her fellow graduates. And no, the irony of a non-speaking autistic encouraging you to use your voice is not lost on me. Because if you can see the worth in me, then you can see the worth in everyone you meet. Bonker used a text-to-speech software to deliver the commencement address, an honor for which she was chosen by her fellow valedictorians. "I have typed this speech with one finger with a communications partner holding a keyboard," she said. "I am one of the lucky few non-speaking autistics who have been taught to type. That one critical intervention unlocked my mind from its silent cage, enabling me to communicate and to be educated like my hero, Helen Keller." In her speech, Bonker also evoked another hero of hers, Fred Rogers, the Florida College's most famous alumni, from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, those who you remember. Last year, the school unveiled a statue of Mr. Rogers, and it has long embraced his lessons. When he died, a handwritten note was found in his wallet. It said, "Life is for service." The title of my sermonette is called just that, "Life is for Service," especially for us, brethren, us, the ambassadors, because an ambassador is of service, a life of service. She urged her classmates to rip off a piece of that, of her, their program, and write that down and put it in a safe place, like Mr. Rogers did. We are all called to serve as an everyday act of humility, as a habit of mind. James 1, 22. Let's go to James 1, verse 22. James was pretty much, this translation was the New England, the New English. It's pretty direct. He didn't mince words. James 1, verse 22, he said to the ones that were listening to him, he said, "Do not merely listen to the word," basically the word of God, "and so deceive yourself." In other words, say, "Yeah, I heard it." But he added something, "Do what it says." Just do it. That's one of our many Christian trademarks, isn't it, brethren? So that's what we, that's one of our platforms anyway. We know what's the right thing to do, so I don't need to embellish or anything like that. But I will give you some points. Some points that will help us or maybe jar our memory. One of them is change your point of view. I don't care what stage we're in or how many years in the church we've been in or that we've known the truth, we have a point of view. And it's one of it is to change our point of view. We can serve others well when we actively decide to take on the role of a servant. Now, that's totally contradictory from our human nature. Our human nature is, you know, here I am, serve me. No, it's asking us to change our point of view. What can we do for you? We practice that in Passover, but really it doesn't just... We don't need to do it just in Passover. It's just a remembrance. Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Jesus." Jesus was, his life of three and a half years was of servitude. Two, take time to listen. There goes that word again, Listen. Remember that this you remember may have remembered me mentioning the 8-second rule, right? Scientists found out that back in 2000, I think, three, they found out the attention span of people back then was 8 seconds. And the attention span of a goldfish is 9. That was 2003. This is 2022. So I don't know what the attention span is. So I better put this really quick. It's easy to assume that we know what's best for others and simply give them what they need, and, or that material thing, or that our little blip, and walk off satisfied what we did. But that's not the point, brother. Listening takes a lot out of us. It takes a lot out of a person when they listen, actively listen. 3, care. They're a 4-letter word, care. Even when it costs you something. It can cost you money, it can cost you your time. Just simply caring. This world, lots of times, don't care. But if you want to do show compassion in any way, this simple sentence will open you up. If you want to help that person, let me know how I can help. When you open yourself like that, and I've been witness to people that have said that, and say, here I am, what do you need? And whoever the recipient is will say, I need this, 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 and this. And so the people that I've done that have been overwhelmed, but in a good way, though. It shows that they were needed. 4, recognize you might not be the whole solution. In other words, sometimes, especially fathers, we like to, here I am, I'm going to fix this thing. And sometimes we can't fix it. You know, we can help, especially when, this is especially true when they're teenagers. We can only help them by guiding them. And the same thing with when you're helping another friend of yours or somebody that wants to some help of yours, like that music, maybe that's just a soothing effect. Yeah, that's something to do with helping. 5, allow yourself to be served. When we allow ourselves to be influenced and changed by the people we seek to serve, we create avenues for mutual respect and ultimately mutual change in the same way, allowing ourselves to be served. A lot of people that go and do a job for somebody, I've encountered that when we do something for somebody and we're right in the middle of the project, that person will come out with a lemonade or some lunch or something. Even though you bring yours, eat what they have. By doing that, it levels the playing field. It communicates to that person that you're helping that they're serving too. Their service is of value. There are 31 million non-speakers with autism in the world who are locked in a silent cage, Ms. Bonker said. Her life's work will be to help them express themselves. Ms. Bonker has given her word to help autistic youth. She's committed herself to serve those who need. 2 Corinthians 9. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 9, verse 12. From 12 to 13. This is Paul pretty much telling his congregation the same thing. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. That's one of the best ways to preach the gospel, brethren. It's the best way to preach the gospel to the world. Let's go to Luke chapter 22, verse 27. Because remember, by giving service, that means you're converting or making yourself into a humble attitude, and you're turning yourself into a giver. Who, it says in chapter 22 of Luke, verse 27, who is more important, the one who sits at the table or one that serves? We all heard that. And I'm going to read this attachment. It says, the one who sits at the table, comma, of course, but not here. That's what Jesus was saying. For I am among you as one who serves. So he's our example of service. Brethren, let's continue to have the mindset of serving others, because that's what ambassadors do. Because it is a life of service. Fear God and keep his commandments.